Okay, what are we looking at here? This is a document that contains the top 75 investments, holdings as they're called, in the sample mutual fund that we discussed in the last chapter, Investment Company of America, ICA. There are many others. There's over 200. And you can go to their website, which the link is on the web page, class web page, and in Canvas. You can go to their website and see all of them. But the top 50, 100, for many, most all stock mutual funds are the most important. So let's take a look at the top 75. Now, this is as December 31st, 2023. Remember that they're not going to call you up and tell you that they've sold one stock and bought another stock. Quarterly, they have to publish their holdings. Now, this sample fund that we discussed is a domestic large cap growth and income stock mutual fund. Now, remember, we're going to hold you to that. You need to understand what those phrases mean and what this stock fund is, what this mutual fund is concentrating on. Domestic means, right, they are mostly in the United States, although some are foreign, although because it's large cap, mostly large companies, even the companies that are based in the United States many of them do a huge percentage of their business outside the United States. Growth and income means, yes, we're interested in companies that are growing, but we're also interested in dividends. We are also looking for companies that will pay us distribute, that's the term they use, distribute portions of the earnings, dividends. And we'll learn that we love dividends as we go forward. Okay? Now, as we saw in the presentation, there are many different strategies of mutual funds. But with a large cap growth and income, domestic or global, I'm a big fan of global stock fund, if it's well run, you're going to have some volatility. Don't fret. Don't worry. You're not going to miss out on the roller coaster. But at the same time, you should do well over the long term. Growth and income, large cap global is one of my, if not favorite, category. But remember, there are many others. Now, as you go through the list, you're going to notice many companies that you have heard of. I mean, who hasn't heard of Microsoft or General Electric? But there's going to be some companies that, who is Amphimol? Who's Stryker? And so that is to be expected. There are thousands of companies, dear students, and we're only going to take a look at a few as we go through our journey together. And that's what makes investing, in my humble opinion, so exciting. There's no end to the amount of research and uncovering of stories. I like to think of each company, the story of each company, because some are quite interesting, some are pretty boring, some are a little nasty in their history and the like. And that's what makes it exciting for me. As we said, these are large companies, have their roots deep in the economy. With a growth and income fund, you're not going to explode on the upside. But at the same time, you're not going to, unless the world ends, of course, fall down, crack, and dissolve into a pool of tears on the downside. So, according to Benjamin Graham, and we'll discuss him in The Intelligent Investor, and Benjamin Graham was Warren Buffett's teacher, these are the types of companies that should make up the vast majority of your portfolio, your investments. Yeah, every once in a while, you could pick a hot stock that somebody on the Infernal Net or Television told you that's going to be the next, Microsoft or the next Home Depot or whatever, but don't make that the majority of your holdings, because those things sometimes work out, often don't. Never worked for me. Make sure your portfolio is firmly focused on large companies with long histories of growing dividends and earnings. That's intelligent investing. Now, disclaimer, if you've read so far, please remember there are many other competing investment strategies. There are many who disagree with me. They say I'm too conservative with regard to my investments. Of course, others who think I'm too aggressive. They will have other advice for you. And of course, they're all wrong. No, I'm just kidding, as the younger and more technically adroit folks like to text one another, JK. We're going to take a look at other strategies, but I tell you my bias up front so that you understand that. I'm heavily invested in stocks, but at the same time, I'm not invested in the most high-flying stocks, the most aggressive, we use the term. And so if somebody were to ask you on an exam, what kind of mutual fund would you choose for your portfolio or somebody else's portfolio, you would do a whole lot worse than choosing a growth and income, global or domestic, large cap mutual fund, and you would make your instructor so very happy. Thank you for your attention.